CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. In the midst of two wars in Eurasia, the war in the Middle East and the war in Europe, there are questions raised about the most populous, the richest, the most promising state of Africa, Nigeria, an ally of, and then again questioned by allies of, the United States and its allies. Gregory, these matters of Bola Tinubu's candor and the matters of the election turning on a count that was very close and challenged, it goes to the Supreme Court, I believe, as a decision maker. And when we spoke last week and in the articles over the weekend in Nigeria, I saw questions raised about the members of the Supreme Court who will make these decisions. They're under pressure. What kind of pressure, Gregory?
Well, the pressure is clearly initially financial inducement and probably coupled with some stick. In other words, threats against their very lives and their livelihoods. So it's they are going to have to be fairly tough to withstand that kind of pressure. We know that approaches have already been made to get them to circumscribe their activities with regard to this court case. But the question now remains as to whether the majority of them can retain their independence. And I say that because there's a clear prima facie case that the first round of the election, which was it turned out to be the only round, was clearly not constitutional in that it did not account for the fact that Bola Tinubu failed to capture, to win, the votes of the Federal Capital Territory. And that's stipulated in the Constitution as being part of the requirement, because he only got literally a third of the national vote.
And the question then going forward with these with this challenge to Bola Tinubu, he was not a vigorous man to begin with, as I understand. Does this weigh on his credibility as the president to serve out his term? I recall that there were questions about his health. Is that correct?
There are still questions about his health, and he is not one to be seen on a regular basis engaging in debate or dialogue. And even before the election, that was most evident when he was at Chatham House, the Institute for International Affairs in London. He couldn't answer questions, issues largely to do with his memory and knowledge, I think.
And therefore, he's troubled to begin with in the office. Is there any demonstration from the government about these allegations and revelations? Is the government commenting? Are they staying out of it?
Well, they're only privately making the case that there's a gag order on the local media. There's great attempts to suppress any discussion of this. There was a legal entreaty to Chicago State University, which has some documents relating to Tinubu, Mr. Tinubu has made the case to CSU, Chicago State University, that release of his records, including his alleged certificate of graduation, would cause irreparable damage to Mr. Tinubu. So that in itself tells you something, because the record of his degree from CSU, which was offered in evidence, was signed by the current president of CSU, who wasn't there when Tinubu allegedly graduated in the 1990s, among other things. So this is just one of the documents and issues there.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the troubled and extremely, profoundly critical Nigeria. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.